I'm still hearing intro music, but it says it's done. I don't know if I'm just behind, if my audio is behind or something.
And it's done.
Okay, that was weird. It told me it was like 30 seconds in when it started on my end, and I was just like, what is happening? So I assume the music is done for everyone now. I hope, can anyone on IRC actually confirm that they can hear us and everything after our problems from last week? Anyone at all? Anyone just chime into IRC, because welcome. This is ENPR with your host, Derpuff, myself, and Paul Proteus this week.
Woo! What's up,
bitches? So yeah, this is glorious ENPR during a fanfare-filled election week that really has had no fanfare, but it's been interesting.
Kind of.
There is definitely less articles than last time, because Beach Bunny's only written 3, I think. When last term, she wrote like 7 million. So it's been interesting to see that, you know, the top 5 media is not filled with BB for CP, but maybe it's a calculated strategy this time around. Whereas Tyler is just...
I think we learned that media was useless years ago, Derpuff.
Yeah, I mean... basically you just want the nominations and people are just gonna vote for the pretty picture next to their name, right? Yeah. So I mean it just seems like it's a rematch. Basically the same thing as last time, some cabinet shakeups, I suppose. But that's about it. Beach Bunny's pretty much, from what I can tell, going for the same platform as last month. It was, you know, activity and fun and hinting at some kind of war of sorts, from what I can tell in her articles. But it seems just like we're gearing up for war, and I'm just like, okay. Like we've had a lot of war this month, but you know, more war is always welcome as long as we have the money to sustain it. And
war, what is it good for, Derpuff?
Well, in this game, basically everything.
Yeah.
So, and Tyler's, you know, kind of resting on his last term, just saying, look at what I've done, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So with that, I suppose we'll bring on Tyler, who is the motherfucking president. And Tyler is live on ENPR.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Woo. So what is up with you on this fine day?
I'm trying to convince my wife to go get ice cream.
You're trying to what?
I'm trying to convince my wife to go get ice cream.
Ooh, how's that going for you?
She's trying to convince me to go get ice cream, so not very well.
Yeah, that's not going to work out. You have to tell her that browser games are more important.
I was actually just reading the SmackDown that the Jackal gave Valiant Thor on his Serbian profile, and it's kind of cracking me up.
Now, can you link that in the IRC? Because I have no idea what you're talking about. So yeah, link it on the IRC for me.
It is the comments on Paul's latest article.
Oh, okay. I can pull that up then.
Go vote.
Let's
that.
See. Oh, should I? I could give a dramatic reading of it if it's that great.
Damn. It's pretty great. I mean,
it's pretty great.
I was just reading it when you beeped me in, and I was trying hard not to laugh, but it's, I think it's pretty good.
It's, how does that feel, the jackal? It feels like what sin did the people of this it feels like what sin did the people of this world commit to have a little twit like yourself wondering about. The term bitch slap was invented for people like yourself. That's a good one. Man, well, that's what he gets for, you know, being Serbian and trying to, you know, just mess with our internal affairs. I just realized he's now a recruit in the USAF. So yeah. you can get on that right now and knock him out.
He just comes back.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Well, as long as he doesn't get any tanks, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, he doesn't get anything. He just, every once in a while, he'll put something somewhat political up in the main chat, and we'll just yank it down because, you know, USAF is non-political. And you can only boot someone once every 2 days, so that's kind of annoying.
That's a new one. I didn't know about that, but, you know, I don't go about booting people from the Bro Force all that often, so.
You probably haven't been booted out of any MU either, so.
No, I don't think I have, but we yeah, recently had. I'm just going to say we mourn the loss of Aramek from the Bro Force, who has left us for probably greener pastures where they actually give you tanks and has some kind of prestige and can help them like politically or something. So
I just hope that he knows that by leaving Bro Force, he's sacrificing his life. We're gonna go after him.
Aramek, yeah, we actually are. Yeah. You know that time when we had our military takeover, and you know, I still have some firing squad left over from that. I kept them around for a while for my own amusement. So we will track him down, and we will kill him.
There's that.
Yeah, there's
you might
that.
Need to find a new vice president if you win, Tyler. Because
yeah, and you know, you could find one on this show. You know, if you don't want the Bro Force to murder you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying, just throwing that in there, you know, just blatant threats against our president.
We like to call it suggestions.
No, suggestions, just really forceful suggestions.
Strongly worded suggestions.
There you go. So, Tyler, how's the campaign been going? It seems like a pretty low key campaign from last time around.
This has not been my finest run campaign. I'm a graduate of the Josh Frost School of Campaign, and if he were around, he would probably be really, really upset with me, but I've been out of town off and on for the last several weeks for training seminars, and I didn't get home until pretty much Friday. I got home Thursday night, but then I had to go out the very next morning, so Friday evening pretty late was the first time I was like really home. So Saturday was when I sat down and I did my normal stuff. So not my best work as a campaign goes. Like I said, if Josh Frost were around, he'd be threatening me with violence and telling me what an idiot I am. But this real life being what it was, it was the best I could muster.
Yeah, well, if it makes you feel any better, Josh Frost says, most Americans' enthusiasm for this upcoming POTUS election is on par with going to the dentist.
There you go.
That was his shout from yesterday.
There you go.
Yep.
So, yeah, like I said, it hasn't been my finest work, but we'll see how it goes. A year or so ago, I had 12 extra endorsements other than my own party against NORAP 3, and I still got my ass kicked. So we'll see what the incumbency means, I guess.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen sometimes. I mean, last month, I think some people thought you had it all locked up with your sweep of, what, 4 of the 5 major parties, and it was it was a 40 vote election.
Close.
Yep.
So, we'll see. You know, if this is my last ENPR president, I just want to give a shout out to my entire cabinet. Really, I picked an all-star team, and they have been fantastic from top to bottom. And it's been a month that I'm really proud of. This is probably the most fun month that I've had, and I don't even know how long playing the Republic. So win or lose, I'm really proud of the last 30 days.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that too. The amount of cooperation between everyone from all kinds of different parties and backgrounds has been a sight for sore eyes, and the lack of, you know, bickering that could happen because of those typical conflicts that you see in Congress have not been popping up in the daily briefings, and that's been really nice to see. So hopefully that keeps up with whoever's in office next.
Well, we gotta give a lot of credit to my chief of staff, Mr. Kerry, for that. He's been real quick to stamp on people being douches.
And, true.
Basically, the whole premise of it is, you know, if your party doesn't like you, someone else's party, I don't care. If you don't like somebody else, I don't care. Just do your job. That's it. That's all I care about. Just run your department. Yep. And you know what? I think it's worked out pretty well. I use Aramick and Jefferson Locke as an example. A little over a year ago, like, Aramick and Locke banned each other from their party channels because they got in a big fight, and I got banned from it too, so that was good. I couldn't go into AMP for like 6 months or 3 months, or I don't know what I want. But, and I put them together because I thought their talents on paper meshed up really well, and it did. And unfortunately, Locke told me he cut himself on a kind of skeezy piece of metal and then didn't bother to go get it looked at. And by the time he did, he had a staph infection.
Ooh. So
we haven't seen him for the last week or so.
Yeah.
But before that, those two were really like cooking and picking each other up and working well together. And they've done a really great job.
Yeah, they did a good job with the whole the merging. Everything seems to be going well with that for the new. It's the Office of Citizen Affairs, correct?
Yes.
Yes, and that seems to be going well, and Congress is also adjusting to that with their budget discussion.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the USAF people are relieved because they're not the only ones that have to justify their existence and get a monthly dump taken on them by Congress. So
it's true. It happens every
fun
month
for them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, every single month when budget discussions come along, there's always, you know, what's going on with this, what's going on with that, and the domestic programs are going to be joining in on that. Speaking of the domestic programs, because Aramick would be moving up to vice president, we promoted from within in that department. We promoted Jaden out of the SSP to run it because she's been pretty rock solid. She came to me and she said, hey, I've got this idea for the American University, and that would be working together with flight training. And she did all the legwork with, I'm going to slaughter his name, but Senraiku. And
I think that's it.
She worked really hard and deserved a chance to move up. So, we moved her up. Hopefully she'll have a month to run things.
Yep.
I guess we'll see.
So looking back, also, we're going to bring on Tenshibo for the occasional commentary, but how do you feel about this past month, and what do you feel like your biggest accomplishment is from the past 30 days?
Probably what we were just talking about. Like, we've got people from the Black Sheep Party and the United States Worker Party working together without fighting. We've got, you know, PMU guys working with USAF guys without fighting. We've got just from everyone from every group in kind of working towards a common goal. And that really was one thing that I wanted to focus heavily on, because I felt like we just had too much factionalization going on with us versus them, just internal infighting. And I mean, you were speaker, and until you said, hey, I haven't gotten any reported posts, even Congress is getting along. So
I think so, it's been a good time.
I mean, I'm not going to take full credit for that, but I tried to, you know, go to Congress and have a conversation with them. Because, you know, sometimes other administrations will just go, boom, here's what we're doing, approve it, fund it, get you, okay, see you later, and so I need your money next time. And they get really mad at them, and, you know, then they still approve it, so it doesn't really change anything. But I tried this time to, you know, go to them and tell them as much as I could, this is what we're thinking of, and this is what we're trying to do, and what are you guys' thoughts? And it's been a lot better as far as getting everybody on board, and maybe even keeping Congress from being so bored that they start fighting with each other.
Yep. And as for in-game action, what plans do you have for the next month in-game, do you think? Or just in general?
Well, Greece is currently off the map. That's unfortunate. A little over a month ago, we airstruck into Macedonia to try and help with that. And, I don't know, somebody shit the bed, prematurely ejaculated. I don't know, something happened and we got pushed out without much of a fight. what I'm kind of eyeballing and we're doing negotiations on that is looking for a base of operations nearby. We're not going to strike directly into Macedonia or Bulgaria, but we're looking to strike in nearby so we can kind of get a couple of regions that we can easily hold and be close by to do something about the current situation. Because Greece has been a really fantastic ally to us, so really the least we can do is try and help them. I know a lot of people want to hit Thailand. I really do too. I hate those guys. I think they're freaking douchebags of the lowest caliber. You know, the kind you get at the dollar store, like behind the other stuff. Discount douche.
Discount douche from the dollar store. That is Thailand, everyone.
The president almost as bad as first.
ENPR is brought to you by Discount Douche.
Discount Douche. Discount Douche, keeping ENPR squeaky clean.
So I would love to strike them, just the logistics of the situation, common MPPs, how much it would cost to hold them down. It's just not, to quote George H.W. Bush, it wouldn't be prudent. So,
That's true. It's a tall task for any nation, let alone our own.
I mean, I think we could do it. It's just, is it worth the price?
Yeah, I know. Is it worth it? When we have our allies, you know, like Greece that are in subjugation, and, you know, we have our own
threats.
You know, possibly nearby to worry about for ourselves, is it wise to spend a whole lot of money to airstrike a nation to, you know, get some kind of vengeance for a deed from a year ago, and, you know, hold them down and spend the money to hold them down when they themselves are pretty big spenders at times when they want to be.
Right. I think sometimes we lose sight of the fact that, you know, other countries have people in them that are willing to spend thousands and thousands of dollars of their own money. We're kind of out of those. We don't have Max McFarland running around anymore. So we get our money from taxes, and there's, you know, constant arguments in Congress about the tax rate. You know, is 8% too high? Is, you know, if we could cut it further and still be turning up surplus. Yes, we can, but, you know.
But war is very expensive. War is very expensive.
It really is. And it's only going to get more expensive, and the reason for that is that we do a battle now, and I set a CO for, I don't know, 40 per mil. Mm-hmm. Well, a year from now, if somebody's constantly strength trained through that whole year, they're going to hit a hell of a lot harder, so 40 per mil is going to cost a lot more, even though
that's
the
very
same
true
amount. I don't know.
That's kind of why we go to war sparingly, and when we need to, because we know, you know, we know our relative place on leaderboards and all that. We're not number three like we used to. We're not, you know, we're not really capable all that much anymore of, you know, how we had that first strike from Serbia a couple years ago. You know, we were able to battle that off now pretty much by ourselves. Now, you know, that's not as much of an opportunity for us. Yeah, we'd have to have a lot of support and a lot of money. So we hold on to that money and we use it when the time is right.
We tend to drift anywhere from 12th to 6th place on the damage boards. We tend to kind of
It really depends on who's at war at the time and who's outputting a lot of damage, whose tanks are active. But usually we occupy this, you know, the 7 or 8 spot.
Yeah, we're a top 10 nation, but that can be a misleading. Well, even when we were third, that was kind of a misleading statistic.
Yeah.
Because number two almost doubled us up. Number one, I think, did double us up.
I think so too. The leaderboards can be misleading in general. I mean, it has Chile at 12 right now. Usually they're a lot higher than I recall. The fact that they're 12 is kind of weird for me because usually I'm used to seeing them around like, what was it, 3 or 4, something like that? If I remember correctly.
They're cleaning up right now in this regiment contest. We're kind of keeping an eye on that. They're going to have a shit ton of gold at the end of this contest. And they've proven through several years now that whenever they reap big rewards from these contests, they're not shy about unleashing. And remember in the aftermath of one, they wiped Serbia. I remember kind of cheering them on, like, that's awesome.
That's true. I remember that. They're not a nation that sits back. They're a nation that likes to, you know, use what they have. And they like to go on the offensive. I mean, we saw that when they airstriked into Europe and they tried to run ramshod through there. But, you know, they don't like to sit back because they've got their little hole in South America where they can't really do anything, can't really do much of anything over there. So they have to get out, whether it's in Asia or airstriking elsewhere. And Asia's kind of filled and there's nothing else for them to do over there, really. So I would expect for them to soon airstrike somewhere else once more.
And that'll be loaded again, ready to to do their thing. So I have a lot of respect for them just because they really aren't scared of anything. They'll go and they will do whatever and have a lot of fun doing it. And eventually their bonuses from the whatever contest will run out and they'll get pushed back. But the very next time, they're right there ready to do it again.
That's true. So I noticed last week or the week before, I forget, you wanted to run through Germany and Northern Europe and into an undisclosed location that you didn't want to announce at the time. Looks like that plan's kind of on hold, to say the least.
Well, the plan was we were going to go up through France to Belgium. But Slovenia had arranged already to have a training war with Belgium, and Brazil was kind of busy curb-stomping Germany. So we couldn't really say, hey, guys, can you get out of there? Because we want to do that. So we had to let them do their thing and hope that maybe down the road we got an opportunity. Because if Germany ever came back on the map, you know, when Brazil gets out of there, and then when Slovenia's done playing with them, because I think Slovenia wants a shot at them as well, I'd be totally happy to airstrike in there.
Yeah, just airstrike them before Slovenia gets in there, and we're good.
But yeah, we'll see how that goes. But like I said, for now, kind of the plan is to go somewhere near Greece so we can kind of have a bit of a presence and at least give Bulgaria and Macedonia some pause, but really, they think when we airstruck into there that we spent, you know, 5 to 10 million CC, and they were able to push us out with ease. And really, that's not the case. That's not the case at all. So, and I think that's kind of emboldened them a little bit. But well, it is what it is.
I think so too. Also, I'm just curious, when you announced our possible invasion into Germany, you mentioned going into another undisclosed nation. Would you like to disclose what that is now, now that there's no more, you know, real chance of that in the near future?
I was thinking Thailand. We were actively looking at scenarios, like we could go in through the Philippines, we could go in through India, mess with Croatia a little bit.
That's true.
We could airstrike them directly. We had all kinds of plans, but ultimately when we looked at the price tag and the MPP cost, we said, you know, that would be one of those events where it looks cool when I'm president, but then the next guy has to clean up the mess. Similar
yeah.
to when we natural enemy Serbia and messed with them for a while. And then
yep.
unfortunately, Ken Hugo had to deal with the gangbang that resulted and called
yeah.
it as well.
That was fun, that wasn't was, it? Thanks, Artel.
Yeah, thanks, Artel. That was a lot of fun. I mean, I remember being in that. I don't remember if I had a cabinet position or if I was just advising at the time. But I remember being in there and everyone was kind of for that because that was after the free area. PTO, we were all kind of like, you know, fuck it at the time because it was coming anyways. They were going to attack us at some point. So it was like, why not just, you know, get a little hastily in there. And, you know, it was fun at the time. And then the gangbang came as we figured in. And our hope died.
What a fun gangbang it was.
Yeah.
Although, we did use that wipe to position AJ to be broken. So
yep, that's
no,
true.
No
that's
Congress
true. It was,
equals no import. So
yeah,
that's definitely
it was
one
good and bad at the same time.
It was awful.
It was, yeah,
it was
well, I mean, it was pretty awful. But I mean, the only good thing that came out of it was that AJ couldn't import people anymore, and it was the true beginning of the end there. Until Josh Frost came, was it Josh Frost that came along and just eventually
yeah,
just
it was
put
Josh.
Him out of their business? Yeah,
but
that
he
was
the one
too.
After the free area incident that said, you know what? We're sick of this shit. Like, I remember him saying in this meeting, he said, we're sick of this. We're going to attack them. And we're either going to take them out or we're going to go out on our field. And I was like, that is awesome. Let's do this. And so, you know, we spent the next year and a half ATLing the ASA every month. And they just jumped and then they just jumped and then they just jumped.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was the ATO candidate in 1 month and they decided not to jump. So I renamed the party the Kosovo Freedom Party, and then they all pissed off and they jumped.
That was a good time. Good time. Oh, man.
Strangely, I have a decent relationship with the remnants of the AFA. Like they, I dealt with them as DHS a lot, and whenever we would convert, I always tried to play them straight and just tell them the truth about stuff, and they seemed to appreciate that. And they are the ones that finally told AJ, okay, you're really making us look bad. You got to get the hell out. So I guess you got to give them some credit for that.
That's true. Then, so what do you still keep in contact with any of those people?
Every once in a while, they'll message me and they'll say, can we have some Congress seats? And I was like, that's really not because that law that was passed,
the
party president that ran them would be blacklisted. Like, you need to lobby Congress to repeal that.
I think it'd be funny if you know you just got messages that was like, hey, you remember the summer of 2012, 2013? Wouldn't that be fun again? You know, just just the chaos and the mayhem of it all. Don't you miss it. Don't you miss it.
In some ways, that was really fun. And it's a good example of what the community can do when they're focused outward rather than inward. Because, you know, everyone from every group was focused on, we got to get AJ sorry ass out of the top five and just kind of grind his nose into the curb so everyone contributed. You know, if you have a group as diverse as Josh Frost, Pfeiffer, and Jude all working on a common goal, that, you know, that should tell you something.
That That's doesn't happen true. That often. Not, it, I don't think it's ever happened ever in the history of the game besides that point.
There you go.
That's when you know you're up against some pretty awful people too, when you get them to come together.
Right, when they'll all kind of set it aside and work towards a common goal. I think Jude still starts his articles with my fellow Americans and AJ Kipper Hutt / through.
So, I think so too. So how do you feel about the upcoming election? Do you feel good about your chances? Because right now you've only got two of the major parties as endorsements. So how do you feel? How do you feel about your prospects?
I honestly don't know how this is going to work. Like I said, this has not been my ideal campaign at all. But just, you know, that second week I was in New Orleans, I had to make a decision, like, can I try and campaign for my tablet because I forgot to take my laptop with me? Or do I go to graveyards and go do ghost tours in the French Quarter? And I kind of picked the graveyards in the French Quarter. I got some really awesome pictures of full-body apparitions. So
nice.
I'll have to put them up on Imgur so I can show you guys at some point. But my friend and I, she came down from Ohio. We used to be friends like when we were in college like 10 years ago. She drove down to New Orleans and she found out I was going to be there for a work thing. And we just went and wandered around this massive, massive graveyard in Metairie. And whenever we'd get like a creepy feeling, we'd snap a picture. And there's one where I was like, somebody, like I can feel somebody mean mugging me. And she took a picture and you zoom into it and you can see a dude with like a goatee and a mustache and like a like soldier's uniform with the little copper buttons and all that shit. Like glaring at us from behind
the
pillar.
You gotta get that on the forum somehow. I have to see that now. I need
let me see. I've got it on my phone. Hang on. I can do this. I've got it on my phone.
Talking on your phone while uploading a picture on your phone. That's gonna be a trick.
Next level. That's why he's president.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's why he's that next level skill. That's what it takes. It's that dedication.
If I could find it, is the question.
Oh,
I've got my
Bluetooth
on, so I don't know where the hell my phone is. Like, obviously, it's within 300 feet. there it is. Okay, here we go. And then I have this other one in the French Quarter of a lady wearing like 18th century clothes sitting in a chair on like the second level patio, just kind of staring at everybody like, what are these retards doing? Okay, let's upload this mofo to
just throw it into the ENPR chat if you do that too.
Yeah, I can do that.
Swinging.
And uploading in the background, upload complete. So we're going to go over to the tablet and pull it from Imgur. The tablet is where I IRC.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Yeah, I've tried IRCing from my phone. It's awful. IRC on a phone is terrible.
It's just
absolutely
too
awful. Well, that and the programs, any program made for mobile for IRC is just crap, because who uses IRC anymore besides people like us?
Sad people like us.
Okay, this is way zoomed in from the original picture taken.
Okay.
There we go. So if you look, there's kind of a pillar.
Let's see.
And to the right of that pillar,
the Loch Ness Monster.
You can see like a nose, an eye, eyeballs, goatee. You can even see like a little kind of sash thing, like little military couplet things on his shoulder. You see it?
I think I see what you're seeing a little bit. I feel like I'd have to have the original too, or you need a better camera.
Yeah,
both of those things. Both those things are true. Because was this with just your camera?
My friend took it on a really old iPhone.
Oh God, yeah, I booted up my really old iPhone the other day just to look at a couple pictures on it, and yeah, the camera is garbage.
You remember at the time you're like, man, this is awesome, and then you look back and you're like, wow, that is shitty.
That is shitty. There's a reason why I had the iPhone 3GS like when the iPhone 5 something was coming out, and so I feel like that's the main reason I picked up this. The Nokia Lumia with the massive fucking camera on it was like, I was just sick of it. I was like, nope, I'm gonna get me a fancy ass phone. So yeah, see if you can get that original one too.
Trying to get this uploaded. It's doing a little swirly thing. Uploading in the background. Swirly thing.
ENPR brought to you by Ghost Pictures. Spooky, scary ghost pictures. And old iPhones. Well, you know, in the first week, EMPR was brought to you by Apple, so it still fits that theme. Still fits that theme.
We have the worst sponsors.
We have the worst sponsors of all time. Ghost apples. Did you? Maybe you'll capture the ghost of Steve Jobs on that shitty iPhone.
Here we go. Just poking at you.
This is the original. Yes. It's on the right. So there's kind of a pillar going to this mausoleum.
Throw it into the chat again.
Just kind of peering out. And if you zoom in, it's easier on a smart device because you can just pinch to zoom in.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh, okay, I see the pillar on the right there, the white one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see where it's like, you know, a figure there. Looks like a
and
head.
The other one is
like,
just,
yeah.
She changed the light to like kind of brighten it, which is part of why it looks even grainier.
Yeah, so I was supposed to say. Because you can tell it's still daytime or dusk-ish. So.
Yeah, it's starting to get dark. The funniest thing is she decided that she wanted to go up to the mausoleum of it was like a nun order or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she started getting this really creepy feeling. And so she goes walking towards it. And we had Mexican food right before that. So
the creepy feeling was actually the Mexican food.
I kind of ripped one. It's like, did you hear that growl? Freaking out. Like, oh, something growled. Like, yeah,
oh,
shit, something growled. Like,
oh, it's just Mexican food. I'm sorry. Is the burrito coming back?
It's notably less fun than ghosts.
Notably.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just the chimichanga speaking to me an hour later.
From beyond the grave.
beyond the grave.
So, yeah, that's what I did the second week that I was in New Orleans. We did some tours and wandered around some graveyards and got lost in there. That place was huge, and it became dark, like, almost over, like, just in a second.
Yeah.
We don't know where we are.
Yeah, that happens sometimes down there. The couple times I've been there, it's just like, it's dark. Where am I now?
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, well. that's my full body apparition we took in the Metairie Cemetery.
Ooh, spooky. Has this ghost encounter changed your life?
Not really. Not really.
So what effect does this ghost encounter have on the upcoming presidential election? That's just what I want to know.
Is it a good omen? A bad omen?
It probably resulted in fewer endorsements because instead of messaging pictures, I was out taking pictures.
Can you get ghosts to vote for you? Because I feel like ghosts are an untapped demographic.
That's true. I hear dead people vote all the time.
I mean, yeah, silent I mean, majority
there
actually
are some
refers
dead people
to dead
in the
people.
Republic that vote, so maybe it helps.
Like that, the silent majority actually refers to dead EREP citizens. The ones that Plato still count that are like level one. That's the real silent majority.
Millions of people are active every day.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that sometimes just random profiles will come alive for seemingly no reason? Zio Brando came alive like a year ago for no reason. I sent him a friend request and got it accepted. I was pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I got that friend request accepted too. But I was also in a message thread that included Dio back when we had no idea he would come back at all. And he sent all of us, it was like 40 of us, including Max McFarland, and just said, "I'm disappointed in all of you." Directly from Dio. And we were like, "No, our Lord and God is disappointed in us."
I think I was in that. Did it have chicken guys too? And he kept doing the poetry crap that he does.
It probably did. It refused to load on my phone after a while. It was like 600 messages. let me see if I can find it. Yeah, it's just. Hold on. Let's see. Okay, Max's post on the forum. The image isn't loading anymore, so it might have been locked forever.
Oh, that's bad.
That's terrible. Maybe he saw it saved. He can give it to all of us.
Somebody should email Max and ask him if he wants to buy us some hospitals. Just for a time's sake.
Are there any hospitals and defense systems still on the market? So I remember years ago, even when they did absolutely nothing, there were still some on the market. And I just wanted to waste money on can't. Oh, there is one. There's a Q5 defense system for $50,000.
Okay.
If I'm ever president, we're buying it. We are buying Tyler, that if I'm ever been.
Tyler, you can get an NPR endorsement if you promise to buy this defense system on day one.
There's also a Q3 defense system for twice the price. There's three of them, too. He has three of them. What?
So you need Q5 for the endorsement, though.
Yeah, you need Q5.
I think the days of their usefulness have come and gone.
Oh, absolutely. But
it's something to think about.
You need
I
the bro
promise to waste funds on defense systems and hospitals and have us all go to Florida.
Yeah.
Where the defense system and hospital will be.
And this is how you win the Broforce vote. If you do this, you have the Broforce vote. I will get Sarah even back online and she will vote for you.
Our
I actually can't promise
block.
That, but I'm going to promise that.
Fantastic. Maybe we should put it in Colorado, though, so
yeah,
we can defend ourselves against takeover.
You have to pledge to do it. By the time this show is over in 15 minutes, there needs to be I need to have a notification saying that a law has been proposed to buy a defense system.
Yes.
Like no consultation with anyone. No consultation. You just need to
propose it. I don't have to vote for it. I just have to propose it.
Oh, that's true. I didn't qualify that, but yeah, I suppose. Even for funsies.
Okay.
You have to be serious about it. This is serious business to us.
Oh yeah,
we're a serious,
This is a browser game. This is a browser game, guys. This is serious business. You are presidenting. I can't have any tomfoolery on this show.
What are you talking about? We have tomfoolery on this show all the time.
Yeah. I know, right? I know. Also, if you're wondering Aramek isn't on this show today, it's because we tracked down and we have found him and killed him for leaving the Broforce.
We brutally murdered him.
Yeah. Rip in death. Rip in death.
Now, just hopefully he doesn't really turn up dead, because then there will be this evidence that you guys confessed. So.
Oh.
Well, that's
I'm hoping.
This.
I'm pretty sure his real name isn't Aramek, so he might be in the clear. We might be in the clear.
Yeah.
His real name is
okay.
John Aramek.
I mean, my real name is Derp Hoof, of course.
Of course. I mean, that only makes sense, right?
Yeah. unbeknownst to you people, you actually think I'm a person in real life? No. No, I am an actual flying horse. This is... I hope this is not a shock to the community. I hope they figure this out.
I think I'll be able to weather it. It's a bit surprising, but I think I'll make it.
I mean, it'll be really surprising when you're using glue and it says Derpo's finest. It's like, fuck. There he went.
Like, well, that's where he went.
I'll finally be evil.
Is that glue going to have glitter and stuff in it? You know?
Yeah, it will. It'll be the gayest glue you've ever seen.
It'll be like the glitter glue shit. I'll throw it out. Man.
The anal glue with glitter in it.
Eli has requested that I make a Facebook profile called Derp Hoof Pony. And just add people to it.
That makes sense.
God, I hate all the Facebook profiles of people who are like E-Rep players and they like somehow find me through mutual friends and add me. I have a Franklin Stone friend request. Like, what the
fuck? Yeah, it would be much more like,
oh my God, that sounds disastrous.
Yeah, I would accept something like that if it's an actual personal account, like, you know, if it's an actual person. Yeah. If I just had some like random thing come up and it was like Franklin Stone's avatar, I just said Franklin
Stone,
exactly, I'd be like, dude, no, like, what is the point of something like that?
Oh, this reminds me. Have you guys jiggled the cup for ENPR funding?
Do what?
Have we jiggled the cup for ENPR funding?
I never received a link, but if you would like to put the link in the chat, that would be a great thing to point out. ENPR has been financed graciously by our glorious and media-loving president, Tyler Bublar, for the past month. Blog Talk Radio is not a free program by any means. It is actually quite expensive, but it is truly the best program out there for this kind of thing, despite its many problems. It is the most easy to use, and it now has lovely hi-fi audio, and I would like to keep it here if possible, because no matter what next month, I'm still the media person, and if we don't have Blog Talk Radio, I will be tasked with finding an alternative, which I simply don't want to do or spend the time figuring out a setup for. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to donate even, you know, $1 or $5,000 to Tyler's media fund of sorts, it would be greatly appreciated, so that we can...
It's not showing up as a link, but that really is a link. Copy-paste.
Yes, yeah, that is actually a link, even though it doesn't show up. It would be greatly appreciated to keep ENPR, the official government news program or entertainment program of the United States of America, of E-Republic, on Blog Talk Radio. And any donation is accepted.
If you donate now, you free tote bag.
Donate now and we will accept your call within the first 5 minutes of the next ENPR episode. Only for the first five donations of $5 or more.
For a second, I thought
and if we have you all on now, at once... Like,
a starving child in Africa will get a hamburger or something like that. Like,
that's $5,000.
That donation offer does not apply to AJ. AJ, if you're listening, go fuck yourself.
Still
But it does apply to everyone else. Everyone else who wants to donate can donate, and I will gladly have them on the show. To even if they just want to rant at me and tell me that I'm a terrible host who has no business being on air because he's a horse, then you know you can it's get true. Up and rant at me.
Yeah, you can donate in increments of $1, $5, $10, and I think $40. So
yep,
there you go.
Because what? Blog Talk Radio is $35-$40 a month, I think.
$40 for the package.
$40 a month. There you go, guys. $40 to keep this up for a whole year, that would be $480. So please dig deep. You know, if you have a Visa card, please max it out if you so wish. because Blog Talk Radio is expensive and much you know, it's one thing Pigs to keep up the forms for, you know, several, you know, on his own accord, but we don't I would rather have the community pay for these things. Also, Beach Bunny has pinged me. What do you want? What do you want? Type fast. I just see that she says Derpo and EMPR. She says, if she wins, she'll keep it up. But regardless, lessen the burden on Beach Bunny too, or Tyler, or whoever's in office next who decides that they will pick up the tab. It's not good of us to just say, yeah, whoever's in office gets to, you know, throw down $40. Because that's not what I expect.
Obliged paid for it, so we should all kind of give him credit for that. Many paid for it.
Or we can add it as a line item to the next budget, and we can sell the CC on the black market for $40 and use that money to find NPR.
How much would Congress that pay?
I think it's a good proposal. I'm gonna submit that in writing. Submit that to the legislative boards. Also, I'll have to consult with Tenshibo. Tenshibo, you still there? Tenshibo. It still says you're live on my board, but if you're there, how much CC will $40 get me on the black market? Do you know the going rate? He's not there, is he? That fuck. This EMPR has been brought to you by the lack of Tenshibo and the international of Dota 2, which he's probably watching right at this moment.
The empty treasury of South Africa.
Yeah. Yeah, EMPR brought to you by the treasury of South Africa. Oh man. The
international
program. Oh, but they're an ally. They're an ally now. I forget about that. South Africa, I love you. I would never do any wrong to you. And then Shibo's a terrible person for stealing all of Laetocracy's money. I'm very sorry for you.
Also, fuck you, South Africa. So
yeah, they don't listen to this. Nobody listens. Oh, the online store has an ENPR season sponsorship. We could actually have a sponsor for $40. Whoever is willing to like do $40, I will make a terrible commercial that I will play like 30-minute mark. Of the first episode of next month. I will even complete with a jingle, like me playing piano and singing a jingle at the end, or using the organ, because organs are cool.
Organs are badass. Are you trying to convince them, or are you trying to talk them out of it?
Oh no. This this is a legit offer. If you give us $40 and you're like, here, I will fund ENPR for the next month, I will make some kind of jingle, like fake 1-minute commercial for you and or whatever business you wish me to make an advertisement for, even if it is a business stealing treasuries or military takeover of Croatia or something else interesting, and I will play it during every episode.
Boom.
There you go, people. Boom. Drop the mic. You will get an actual thing. We also only have 7 minutes of the show. We've only had Tyler on. Then again, our only other callers at the moment, might as well just throw Tenshi on hold. He's not doing jack shit.
God damn it, Tenshi.
We have, well, I mean, he wasn't like, he's watching the international. He's watching people play Dota at the moment. So, I mean, our other callers are Yui and Eli, who Eli said, I don't want to be on right now. So I
put him on right now.
Put him on right now. Oh man, let's put him on right now. Eli, you are live on ENPR. How does that make you feel?
Wow.
He's not even. I swear to God, he's not even there, is he?
Eli.
Just
blatant disrespect for the largest radio show in the country. It's just.
Oh man, like the. Show some respect. You are getting muted again. We're going to bring on Yui / Leo / whatever his name is this week for funsies. What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Oh, man. You know what? You're the AMP party president. How's your life been this election week?
Generally easy, I guess.
Generally easy? Done any mass messaging? Any big support? Is there anything you had to do?
Not yet, but I should probably do that tomorrow or tonight even.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. I mean, party presidents don't do all too much anymore, so you might as well figure out something to do. Besides play Rocket League.
Dude, we're the fifth best team in the world.
Immense FC, the official Rocket League team of the United States of America, number 5 on the MLG leaderboards. We are currently 3-2, making the US proud.
So proud.
So proud. Eventually, if we get to play tonight, I assume that she was going to be watching Dota like all night long. But if we play, we can simply stream it. So you can actually watch us play Rocket League at some point. Or maybe if I ever get that new computer I keep talking about, I can stream it too.
I mean, I could stream it, but my frames would hit like 20.
No, I don't want you to stream it because you have a shit in your computer.
You know what? I can still handle it. It's not like it explodes, all right? Wow.
Your computer is shit. Derpuff just said that, and I agree, and we all agree, and you should feel bad.
Wow. All right. I'm just going to put E-Republic for the ninth time.
I like to criticize your computer, though. I mean...
Yeah, I know. It's absolute crap. If I can find the link again.
But, well, yeah, find the link to it again.
Here
just,
it is.
Just to show everyone the specs of this thing.
This is like, terrible.
It makes me feel good that I have a 3-year-old MacBook Pro. Let's see. AMD A8 with a 2-core AMD CPU. That's interesting.
I mean
it runs the games that I need it to run.
So
yeah, it works. AMD R7 240, which is not too good anymore.
I just like average component status. Poor.
Breaking news.
Yeah, right.
She went and got root beer floats. So victory is mine for the night.
Nice. Oh, did she get your root beer float though?
Yeah. I mean, I had to make it, but she went and got the ice cream and root beer. So
nice. Good stuff. I'm gonna go to GPU Boss. We're gonna see which is better, the mobile graphics card from 3 years ago in my. In my MacBook or Leo's AMD R7 240.
Jesus Christ. I don't even want to know because I'm afraid it's going to be better.
Let's see. Hold on. That's not quite the right one. Let's see. There we go. That's a 250E. I don't want a 250E. It's a 240. There we go. Yep. Mine is better. The benchmarks, yours is 5.4 minus 5.5. Computing performance, 5.4 to 5.5. The GPU boss score, I beat you by 0.1. It says the GPU's boss recommends the NVIDIA GeForce GT 650M.
Screw the NVIDIA.
Oh, man.
God, I'm so upset.
Well... Oh, guys, we only have 90 seconds. Do we have anything we really want to talk about? Leo, do you have anything you want to go on? Do you want to say something about Beach Bunny's campaign? Promote her? Got anything?
Yeah, at this point, I just want to go into a corner and cry.
Oh, really. Well, we can go to Rocket League and cry together.
Yeah, right?
We can do that. It's so true. We'll schedule a couple. And well, that's if Tenchu ever gets back, and then we can get off, and we can cry ourselves to sleep afterwards.
Well, this was exciting.
Yeah, this was really exciting. So yeah, any last words?
I got nothing.
No, you got nothing. Okay. Well, this has been NPR with your host, myself, Derpuff. Our interim host for the week, Paul Proteus, in place of Aramek. We had Tyler on there literally the whole show this time. It's been great having him on as president. I hope that the next term, I will still be here next term, along with hopefully Aramek and Paul someday, and hopefully whoever's president makes things much more interesting. Thanks a ton for coming on this to ENPR with your host, Derpuff Proteus. courteous. See you next time.
Yay.
Yay.
Probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm running. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, I can burn a bridge. Even a small light, I can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm running. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only coast our radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling of feeling emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to.
Say this nigga,
my eyes burning.
I thought you said baptized in a pool full of liquor.
Ah,
in a pitiful vein. Tell me you're watching the chain. It's way more believable. Give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name. I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me that's amazing. To you that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm running. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 You ain't heard the code right. This been a long time. Don't you see the long time? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 50. Threes in the air, I can see you are in sync. Hide your feelings now. What you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's alive. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I think this don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe.